Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies the same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space himself of the Space Show, is here as my colleague and co-host and co-pilot. And we welcome Richard Binzel, Professor of Planetary Science, Joint Professor of Aerospace Engineering, and McVicker Faculty Fellow at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Importantly, for our discussion about asteroids, near-Earth objects, and what can go wrong, the professor is the science collaborator on the OSIRIS-APEX mission now underway. That is the OSIRIS probe to join up with APOFIS in the distant future, 2029, and watch a near-Earth object that requires attention because someday, for reasons that are yet to be determined, it could be on a collision course with planet Earth. Professor, it's a great joy to welcome you to the show. Thank you very much. You are attending soon enough at Tokyo University a gathering of those interested in APOFIS and near-Earth objects in general. I understand that you started this before the pandemic, a countdown from 9 years. You're now a countdown of 4 years or 5 years, depending on my subtraction. What is the mission of this gathering each year? Sometimes virtually, and this time in person. What do you accomplish? Good evening, Professor.
Good evening. John, it's great to be here. As scientists, we're very interested in asteroids, from where they come from, what they tell us about our planet Earth and our solar system. But there's a practical side to their study, and that is making sure that the Earth is safe from impacts, because asteroid impacts do happen over very long time scales that we need to pay attention to. And we now have the technology to do it. So the case in point is an asteroid named APOFIS discovered in 2004. And when we discovered this asteroid, we realized that in the year 2029, it will come very close to the Earth. In fact, it will come within 1/10 of the distance to the moon, and its miss distance, and the word miss distance is very important. It will miss the Earth, and it will safely pass by the Earth, But that distance is closer than geosynchronous satellites. So this is a large asteroid, about the size of a football stadium, that's going to come less than 1/10 the distance of the moon. And so we know it's not a hazard, but we want to study it. This is a natural opportunity to study an asteroid that's coming to us, coming very, very close. And so this gathering is all about making the most of this incredible science opportunity that nature is handing us.
David, you have a question for the professor.
Richard, does the type of asteroid that this is and its mass impact its orbit and how close it might come or how far it might come to the Earth? For example, if it was a different class or type of asteroid, its mass would be different. So maybe the orbit would actually endanger Earth?
In short, no.
Okay.
When an object is in orbit, the sun doesn't really care about its mass, particularly if something as small as an asteroid. And it matters a little bit in terms of the way it interacts with the Earth. But to any degree that is of any concern, the answer is no.
The gathering in early April in Tokyo, Japan, This is T minus four. My subtraction was off there, Professor. You have a number of seminars that address what ifs. What if this struck? What if we had to divert it? My understanding is that as it passes this close to Earth, its orbit will be affected. Its orbit, for heaven's sakes, is affected by sunlight, I read, so certainly by the Earth. Do we, at this point, have a calculation about how it will be affected, and could that move this NEO into a hazard?
Well, that's a really great question. So the 2029 flyby of the Earth by the asteroid Apophis is a chance for the Earth to strike back. And the way the Earth will strike back is twofold. The first is that the Earth will change the asteroid's orbit, basically move its average distance from inside the Earth's orbit to outside the Earth's orbit. It will change the orbital period of the asteroid. But it turns out the change that in the orbit, and we're able to calculate this for many centuries into the future because we have a very precise knowledge of the asteroid Apophis orbit at this point. We know that as for as many centuries in the future as we can calculate, there is no future Earth intersection date for the asteroid Apophis. So, in fact, we know its orbit so well, we now know it's one of the safest asteroids out there. But again, over the long term, there are many factors, as you said, sunlight, the way the sun pushes on it from radiation, or the way the asteroid responds to how it's heated by the sun, do have really minor push and pull and slight orbit changes. But they're very small compared to anything that would be needed to change Apophis from being a safe object to one that we would have to start worrying about again.
David?
At the conference, do they talk about the technology that we have that could interact with it if it did change? And is there a preferred method of deflecting or interacting with this type of asteroid if it becomes necessary to do so?
We've actually tested this. There was a NASA mission called DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, that just a few years ago deliberately had a spacecraft ram into a small asteroid. It was actually a moon of an asteroid, if you can imagine such a thing. And we were able to measure how that little asteroid that we rammed into, how was its orbit changed? And so it turns out that mission was very successful. We did see a very strongly measurable change in that little asteroid's orbit. And this all occurred very far away from the Earth and very safely away from the Earth. It's never going to be an issue with regard to the Earth. And so what we have tested and proven effective is what we call a kinetic impactor, slamming some massive object into an asteroid to change its orbit. So if we had to protect ourselves from some future event, whether it was Apophis or some other discovered asteroid, we have at least have one method that we've tried out and seen effective.
At the workshop, you're also going to have workshops about Hera and Ramses. What are those, Professor?
NASA conducted the test of the Double Asteroid Redirect mission, or DART mission, which deflected the orbit of a tiny asteroid. And now Europe is basically partnering with NASA to do a follow-up to see what was the outcome, the physical outcome on the asteroid of this impact. Because the NASA spacecraft used itself to ram into the asteroid, we can't see what the outcome was. So it's a fantastic partnership between NASA and the European Space Agency, where the Hera mission is now en route to examine the consequences for that little asteroid from that impact. What we're hoping now, again, in a similar kind of NASA European Space Agency cooperation, is that a second version, basically a rebuild almost identically of the Hera spacecraft, will be another mission called Ramses. And this would be a European mission to go to the asteroid Apophis, the European mission would be Ramses, which would arrive at the asteroid Apophis ahead of OSIRIS-APEX, the NASA mission, and thereby sort of give a 1-2 look at the asteroid Apophis and further show that planetary defense and understanding these asteroids is a topic of great international interest, great international concern, and even better, great international cooperation.
We're speaking to Professor Richard Binzel of MIT about an upcoming meeting in Tokyo University about a near-Earth object that's named Apophis and other near-Earth objects in future and in past. We're going to turn to what can go wrong. A very famous moment that you all know is the death of the dinosaurs. Not quite, but certainly world scale. And what happens when something as large as that object 65, 66 million years ago hits Earth? David Livingston, Dr. Space, this is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.